John chapter 2, verse 12 through 16. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they remained there not many days. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting there. And having made a whip out of cords, he drove them out of the temple, as well as the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the money of the money changers, and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves he said, "Take these things away from here. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise."
The Lord dealt with the house of God by cleansing it with a scourge or a whip made of cords. The King James Version says that the Lord made a scourge of small cords, but some versions say that the Lord made a scourge or whip out of rushes, which are inexpensive and ordinary. The Lord made a scourge or whip of ordinary things, of rushes, and used it to cleanse the temple. He drove out the oxen, sheep, doves, and coins. That signifies the casting out of all earthly occupations. We are the temple of God, yet we are not filled with God. We are filled with so many things other than God. Although we, as the house of God, should be filled with God, yet the fact is that we are filled with merchandise, money, and tables of money changers. Therefore, the Lord must make a whip of cords to drive these things out of us. Often the Lord used the ordinary and common things, such as the rushes, to cleanse us. Sometimes, he uses someone common to purge you, such as your wife or husband, your parents or children, your employer or employees. We all have experienced the whip of cords, which the Lord has made of common persons or ordinary things to purge us. Sometimes the Lord comes to interfere with our lives by turning things upside down. He comes to cast out the sheep, oxen, and doves, and to overthrow the tables in order to bring confusion into the whole situation. For example, last year you gained a lot of money in business, but this year you lose everything. This is a scourge that the Lord used to purge you. With every seeking Christian, there is always someone or something purging him. Generally speaking, a wife who is a seeking child of God always longs for her husband to be spiritual and to love the Lord. But it sometimes turns out to be just the opposite. A husband who loves the Lord always looks to the Lord that his wife might be spiritual and love the Lord. But it is sometimes contrary to his desire. Also parents who sincerely seek after the Lord and pray daily for their children sometimes suffer to see their children going astray. The scourge you experience is made by the Lord. If your husband or wife is quite spiritual, the Lord would have no scourge to purge you. If your sons are like Peter and John, and your daughter is like Mary, there will be no rushes available for the Lord to make a scourge. If your parents are like Abraham and Sarah, nothing will purge you. On the one hand, you may daily enjoy the Lord as a feast, but on the other hand, the Lord will send a scourge a number of times to purge you.